If you have your Bibles this morning, please turn with me to the book of Kings, 2 Kings chapter number 3, 2 Kings chapter number 3, for the reading of the Word of God this morning. I'd like to save a little bit of time in the reading, but really you need to read verse 4 down through probably verse 20 to get the gist of it for today. I think I'll just go ahead and do a little bit of reading here, and then I'll go back and give you a little bit of introduction. I think we can do that, kind of cover what's in those other verses. Let's start reading in verse 16. If you found your place and you'd like to, stand with us, please, and reverence the Word of God if you're able. I'll read verse 16 through verse number 20. I was reading my Bible last week, and I've told you this before, and you probably get tired of hearing it, but I thank my God that you can just read the Bible, and there are times when it'll just jump off the page at you. Stuff you've read, stuff you've heard. But I will say this, I've been preaching since 1987, and I've never heard a message along the lines that I'm going to be preaching this morning. That doesn't mean that nobody's preached it, because we know there's nothing new under the sun. But I'm going to tell you, you're looking at a preacher that's thrilled when it's new to him. Amen. I thank God the Word of God is fresh. Amen. And that God will help us. Let's look at the verse 16. And he said, by the way, this he here was Elisha. And he said, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet the valley, that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beast. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He shall deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, and stop all the wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country, I want you to notice this, was filled with water. The country was filled with water. If God will help me this morning, I think the title for the message would be this: make this valley full of ditches. Make this valley full of ditches. Make this valley full of ditches. This was an unusual circumstance in the Word of God. There are three kings. The king of Israel was Jehoram. He was the son of Ahab. The king of Judah was Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom. In 1 Kings chapter 22 and verse 47, there was no king in Edom, so the deputy was king. So the best we can figure, this deputy was representing the king of Edom. They're down in a valley, and the Moabites are going to come against them, amen? And really, Jehoshaphat is convinced that the Moabites are going to win. And they send for a man of God. They sent for Elisha. And if you look with me, if you will, please, and verse number 10, and the king of Israel said, alas, the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that he may inquire of the Lord by him, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. Aren't you glad, thank God, that there's some people you can have a little confidence in, amen, that'll point you in the right direction. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? In other words, beloved, if it hadn't have been for the king of Judah, Elisha wouldn't even fool with them. Amen? But because that you had Jehoshaphat there, the king of Judah, He said, if it wasn't for that, I would say, get to the prophets of thy father, to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regarded the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. In other words, Jehoshaphat's saying, I wouldn't fool with you. Or excuse me, Elisha's saying, I wouldn't fool with you if it wasn't for the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And that's where you come into the text. And he said, this is what Elisha's telling them. He said, the Lord, thus saith the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. So they came together in the valley. The valley was a desert place. It was a very dry place. If you'll look at verse number 9 in the scripture, the Bible said there at the end of the verse, and there was no water for the host or for the cattle that followed them. There's no water in this valley. And so Elisha's telling them, what you need to do is make this valley full of ditches. And then God was going to fill those ditches with water so that the beasts could have water, the cattle could have water, and the people could have water. I want to preach along those lines this morning of make this valley full of ditches. Please pray for me. It's a desert place. They're going to be fighting the Moabites. I want to say something to you this morning in the introduction of the message. I brought me a visual here this morning. I believe that everybody knows what this is. Amen. And I believe that most people want no part of what this is. Amen. This, you say, well, that's a shovel. No, I'm going to tell you what this is, Brother Randall. It's work, ain't it? If you're going to dig a ditch with this, I promise you, it's work. I was reminded, Brother Don, as I was studying, that years ago, I was kind of sweet on a little girl, and her daddy was a plumber. And he hired a journeyman plumber. They take off in the van. They go into Baltimore City to do a job. And they get out of the van, and he says to the journeyman plumber, he said, the first thing we need to do is dig a ditch between right here and right here. And that journeyman plumber looked at him and he said, I'm a plumber. I'm not a ditch digger. Amen. He said, that shovel don't fit my hands. That plumber said, well, maybe that seat in that van will fit your hands, because you can go over there and sit till I get done and I'll take you home, and there's no place in this company for you. Amen. You know what I'm finding out, beloved? In the Christian walk, it's the same way. There's a lot of people that want nothing to do with the shovel. They want nothing to do with the work. Amen. Brother Larry, this is not a slam on you, but this is the truth. The joke's been told for years. Amen. You can tell out there when it's the county working, because there'll be one guy in the ditch with the shovel, and there'll be four standing on the curb watching him. Somebody help me this morning. Say amen. And I'm telling you what's the truth. It's the same way in the church world. Say amen. You know what I'm praying this morning? I'm praying before I get done preaching, somebody's going to say, you know what? I want my shovel. I don't want nobody else carrying my shovel. I don't want nobody else digging my part of the ditch. I'm going to do my part. Amen. And before I get done, I hope you'll understand a little bit better. Beloved, listen. Today, the Lord is looking for some ditch diggers. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm in my 70s. I'm way past ditch digging. You might say, well, Pastor, I'm in my 80s. I'm way past ditch digging. Brother Don, so help me. When God began to deal with my message about this, the first thing I thought of was you. And listen, I'm not bragging on Brother Don, but I am bragging on Brother Don's God. Brother Don called me months ago, and he was pretty low. He said, Pastor, it looks like my ministry now is going to be to pray for you. And pray, you remember telling me that. And pray for God's people.
In other words, he didn't know if he was going to get to preach or get to teach. He didn't know. He just thought, maybe my ministry now is just going to be here at the house, and I'm just going to have to pray for y'all while y'all go and try to do the work of God. You say, Pastor, why did you say that in the onset of the message? Prayer is work. And if prayer is all you can do, then that's what God wants you to do, is pray. Amen. All I'm telling you is, beloved, there's not an excuse for anybody to leave here today without a shovel. Amen. I'm telling you, say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. I'll tell you what you can do. You can do what God tells you to do. Every one of us can do what God tells us to do. And I believe that with all of my heart. Let's get into the message this morning. I believe you see where we're kind of going. We need some ditch diggers. As I introduce the message this morning, let me just say this. These are some common sense things. The more ditches you have, the more water you'll have. Somebody help me. How in the world was that valley going to be filled with water if it wasn't filled with ditches? The Bible said, make ditches. Make this valley, what's the next word? Full of ditches. Make this valley full of ditches. So the more ditches you have, the more water you have. Let me tell you this. The more ditch diggers you have, the more ditches you're going to have. Somebody help me this morning. I'm telling you this morning, beloved, if we will get a hold of this morning and understand, beloved, listen, that we need some ditches at Bible Way. And we need some ditch diggers at Bible Way. God's not going to do it all, but He's saying to us, if you'll get your shovel and you'll dig the ditch, if you'll do your part, I promise you this, I'll do my part. I'll fill the ditch with water. And you know what blesses me this morning? It's to think that somebody can come in those doors from out yonder in this desert place that we live in called the world and get them a drink of water, amen, because God's people have been faithful to dig and God has been faithful to fill the ditch with water, amen. Oh, beloved friend, I'm taking this with me. The way I've been doing these stairs lately, I may need it. Amen. Let me tell you this, beloved. The more ditches, the more water. The more ditch diggers, the more ditches. And let me say this. Ditch digging is hard work. It's not easy. Amen. You say, Pastor, what's going to get in the way of ditch digging? Your flesh. What's going to get in the way of ditch digging? The world. What's going to get in the way of ditch digging? The devil. They're all going to get in the way. They're going to do their best, amen, to hinder. You know, back when we were working on the shelter out there, I know that some of these men that helped me, they remember. Thank God, Brother Houston, we needed a ditch from right here behind the church all the way up that side over there to put in a water line. Thank God we didn't have to do it with a shovel. Thank God for that thing called a backhoe. Amen. You set the feet down, and Brother Gerald lent us his backhoe, and we went back through there digging, and we got back there in one place, and it was rock. I don't mean rock as in rock. I mean rock as in solid rock, harder than concrete. Amen. All I'm telling you is, beloved, listen, if we're not careful in Christianity, we're looking for a backhoe when God wants us to get our shovel. Are you listening to me? Everybody don't have a backhoe, but everybody can have a shovel. There's another man in the church. We got going down the other side over there and doing work, putting drains in and stuff. And he lent me a piece of equipment called a Mini-X. It's on tracks, amen. I love that thing. I told these guys that I was working with it. I said, I believe I operated another month. I could eat mashed potatoes with it, amen. I love that thing. Strong, I'm telling you, that thing, boy, would get down in there and you pull hunks of rock out of there, just strong. But you know what we're wanting? We're wanting shortcut Christianity. We're wanting an easy way, amen? Let me tell you something about these fellas that was in that valley. They were soldiers. They wasn't plumbers, amen? They didn't have a backhoe. They didn't have a Mini-X. They didn't have a track hoe. I don't even know if they had a shovel. They might have been digging. digging ditches with swords, amen. But God said, dig some ditches and I'll fill it full of water. And that's exactly what God did, amen. Oh, beloved friend, we could get a hold of this. I believe it'll help us. We'll do our part. God will do His part. In verse number 11 and verse number 12, you see, I read them a moment ago. There was a man by the name of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and there was a desire to hear a word from the Lord. Listen, I'm going to go through a couple stages right here, and I want you to help me. I want you to go back in your mind. You know how Bible Way started? There was a group of people and a pastor by the name of J.W. Depew, and they got together and got to praying. And you know what they did, Brother Ralph? They had a desire to hear a word from the Lord. You say, Pastor, have you lost your mind? No, I'm telling you, we're here today. Because back yonder in the beginning of this story, there's a man that had a desire to hear a word from the Lord. He didn't want to know the will of man. He wanted to know the will of God in that valley. And we're here at Bible Way today because way back yonder, there was somebody that wasn't interested in the will of man, but they were interested in the will of God. They wanted to hear a word from the Lord. And I wrote Brother J.W. But now I'll watch verse 17. In verse number 17, I want you to see this here with me. Thus saith the Lord, in verse number 16, there was a desire back over there in verse number 16, verse number 11 and 12. But in verse number 16, it started with a word from the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. I'm going to tell you who the happy people are. The happy people are those that put more emphasis on what thus saith the Lord than what saith Dr. Bottle Stopper. Say amen. I'm going to tell you something, Devin. You can get Dr. Bottle Stopper to tell you how to raise children, or you can go see what saith the Lord as far as how to raise children. And I'm going to tell you something right now. God will bless you, son, if you'll get in this book. Find out what God said about raising children, amen. You say that's old-fashioned. I'm going to tell you what, it still works. We still have a word from the Lord, amen, on our homes. We have the word from the Lord on our churches. We have a word from the Lord. I want to say it started. Thank God, Brother J.W. and a group of people got together. It started with a word from the Lord. Watch this now. It continued with a word from the Lord. Look here, verse 17. Thus saith the Lord in verse 16, make this valley full of ditches. Verse number 17, for thus saith the Lord. Look at this now. I want you to see this. Ye shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. Now listen to me. I know this morning it started with a word from the Lord, but it has to continue with a word from the Lord. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Listen to me. It's a bad mistake to think that when you get saved, that's it. It's over. We must understand, beloved, that's not it. It's over. That's the beginning. And God wants us to grow. And God wants us to get our shovel. And God wants us to dig some ditches. God wants us to continue. I wrote in the margin of my notes right there, I wrote, Brother J.W., it started with a word from the Lord. It continued with a word from the Lord. Over 30 years, Brother Jack stood right here in this place. And you know what he did? He continued on the same path that it was started on. Let me tell you something, beloved. Listen, if you ain't figured this out about me yet, go ahead and figure it out. We ain't changing paths. We seek out the old path. When we find it, we're going to walk therein. Amen. I believe God has got us on the right path. I believe we ain't seen nothing yet. I believe if God's people will pick up their shovel, it don't matter how big the job is or how little the job is, if everybody will do their part digging the ditches, you watch God around here begin to fill that ditch with water. And you watch more Devins and more Haleys come in here and get them a drink of good, cool water. See, God said, I'll pour water on him that is thirsty. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, that God is wanting us to see here. It started with a word from the Lord. It continues with a word from the Lord. But I want you to see something in verse number 20. Look at the first words of verse number 20. And it came to pass. You know what? I wrote here, it'll come to pass. Why? Because it's a word from the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? It'll come to pass. You say, Pastor, you mean to tell me that if Bible Way get the shovel and Bible Way will do what they're supposed to do, dig in the ditch, do you mean to tell me that God will fill that ditch with water? That's exactly what I mean to tell you. Beloved, let me tell you something. Anytime the church is short, listen to me carefully, Brother Preston, it ain't never God's fault. There ain't no problem with the water. There ain't no problem with the source. I'll tell you where the problem is, beloved. It's with the ditch diggers. Amen. The problem is, beloved, with people that won't be faithful to their Bible. That's digging a ditch. That won't pray. That's digging a ditch. That won't tell somebody else what God's done for them. Beloved, when you do that, that's digging a ditch. That won't live a good, clean life. Amen. So that somebody down at work or somebody down at the school would say, hey, that individual's got something that I need. That's digging a ditch. Giving out a gospel tract. That's digging a ditch. Amen. Getting up in the choir and singing. That's saying, I want my shovel. I'll do my part to dig the ditch. Amen. I'll be faithful to the house of God. I'll pray for my Sunday school class. I'll support the missions program. I'll give to the work of God. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about digging a ditch. And God will fill it with water. I'll tell you something right now. There's a lot of people, listen to me, even in the Christian realm. Brother Larry, they're too good. They'll say, that shovel don't fit my hands. That's what I used to say about a vacuum cleaner. Then I got married. Y'all get that after a while. Amen. Some of you are still asleep. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. Jesus is coming. Brother Don, I don't want my Lord to find me like this. I want my Lord to find me down in that ditch. Up to there. You say you ain't much of a ditch digger. I'll tell you what Paul did. By the grace of God, I am what I am. And I want to say this when I come to the end of the way. His grace was not bestowed upon me in vain. God, whatever you give me to do, amen. If something needs to be painted, I'll paint it. If something needs to be built, I'll build it. If something needs to be mowed, I'll mow it. If something needs to be trimmed, I'll trim it. I just want to take my place in the ditch till Jesus comes. You say, sometimes some of these ladies, you know, they hear somebody sick and they go over at the stove and they begin to prepare some food. You say, what's that got to do with digging the ditch? It's got everything to do with digging the ditch. You see, here's the thing. As long as you're doing what God told you to do, Mike, you're ditch digging. What God told them to do didn't make any sense. Dig ditches. Listen, they're already dry. They're already thirsty. It's already hot. But you know what they did? They got down in that valley and did exactly what God told them to do. And when they did what God told them to do, then God did what He said He would do. Make this valley. You know where we're at today in our generation? Well, shoot, preacher. If we could make a valley half full of ditches, that'd be better than most churches. God deliver us from that attitude. God deliver us from that attitude. You know what the Bible said about comparing yourself with yourself? It said it's not wise. It'd be a good time to go ahead and say this in the message. I've got me a new Bible marker. Brother Don, this microphone will probably squeal. You see my new Bible marker there, Brother Don?
Yeah, got you a good spoon to eat with.
You know what it represents?
Eat that word.
That represents a shovel.
A shovel.
See, I couldn't.
Eat with the shovel.
Sometimes. I'll tell you this, Brother Don. My daughter-in-law said she could always tell. I'd go over there hunting. She'd always tell when I broke in the house. She said because there'd be a big bowl and a great old big spoon in the bottom of it. Why in the world would you eat cereal with one of them little bitty spoons? Well, I mean, when you can get you a big one and go at it, amen. But, Brother Don, the reason I put that in there is because I thought that might be a little bit hard to do, amen. I tell you, though, if we carry a Bible down to the hospital like that, it would get some attention, wouldn't it, amen? But no, let me tell you why I put that in there. I put that in there to remind me, Pastor, you need to do your part in that ditch. And Brother Don, you see, I drawed something on that. I drawed a cross. You say, Pastor, why did you do that? Here's the thought that went through my mind last night as I was preparing. And God had given me the message a few days ago. But I was going over and I was preparing and I was praying. Here's the message that God gave me, Sister Evelyn. He said, if he could go to that cross and give his life for me, the least I can do is get my shovel and get in that ditch and do what I can for him. If he could go to that cross, Brother Michael, and die for you and die for me, the least we could do is get in that ditch and do something for the glory of God. I'm going to tell you, beloved, I believe with all of my heart, God is going to raise up some ditch diggers. I'll give you something. Upon this rock, Jesus said, I'll build my church. Bible Way was started 56 years ago. You know what we're doing today? Preaching the same gospel. Brother John, the same Jesus, the same blood, same songs. Same Bible, same Spirit. Thank God, Brother Ralph, the same singing and the same salvation by grace through faith. That not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm telling you, beloved, this morning, God wants us to get busy. Let me give you some things hurriedly, and I'll close in just a little bit. I'll try to give you these and not really preach them all out. But the first thing I want you to see in the message that hear about the ditch digging, I need to find my place. I lost my place. See, my spoon, I shouldn't have went back here with Brother Don. It had my place. Amen. The first thing I want you to see in verse number 17, the Bible said, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. The first thing I want you to see is what was needed is not going to be provided by what is seen. What was needed in this valley was not going to be provided by what's seen. You're not going to see the get windy and stormy. You're not going to see the clouds. You're not going to see the rain. And beloved, it's true of Bible Way. What is needed is not going to be provided by what you see. But what's needed is going to be provided. It's not a what, it's who. We can't see. Thus saith the Lord. Water was needed, and water was going to be provided, Brother Gary. But it wasn't going to be provided by what they saw. It was going to be provided by the one that they couldn't see. You see, I can see the shovel, and I can see the need to dig the ditch, and I can dig the ditch. But like I said the other day preaching, flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. We can knock on doors, Brother Jason. Let me just stop right here. I got two preachers here this morning. Two. Actually, I got three. John will tell you the same thing. He's the same way. And Brother Don's not able. He's certainly willing. but he's just not able to do what he used to do. Let me tell you something about this man. He loves to knock on doors. Wouldn't it be good, Brother Jason, if it was somebody besides me and you knocking on the doors? Wouldn't it be good if somebody went with you and somebody went with me? Does that tell us that we could cover twice as much ground, Brother Jason?
Amen.
And then there's Brother Chris back there. He and I went out before Christmas. Brother Chris, you love it, don't you? Just telling people about Jesus. Now, if somebody was to go with Brother Chris, somebody's go with Brother Jason, somebody's go with me, you say, what are you doing this morning, preacher? I'm trying my best to get somebody to pick up their shovel. And there's Brother John back there. I don't know how many times he's come in off a visitation and got a list of men, don't you, Brother John? It's lost without God. Somebody go, Brother John, now we're covering. Is anybody getting the picture? It don't need to be preacher and Brother Chris and preacher. I don't mind going with them. I love going with them. But I'm telling you, we need some more people, Brother Gary, to pick up their shovel. We need some people to say, Brother Jason, I work with a man that's not saved. Would you go with me to visit him? You say, Pastor, you've lost your mind. You might think so, but you obey this message, honey, and you get your shovel, and you watch God fill the ditches around here with water. Amen. And you watch God bless his people. You watch God saving sinners. You say, Pastor, I believe you're out in left field. No, no, no. I'm in the valley. I'm trying to get it filled with ditches so God can fill them with water. You say, Pastor, I'm mad at you because you didn't brag on me. Well, you got another problem. Somebody say amen. Amen. Honey, I'm going to tell you something. In this ditch digging business, it don't matter whether anybody else takes notice or not. We're not down in it. I'm not down in this ditch for you. Brother Chris, I'm not in it for you. Brother John, I'm not in this ditch for you. I'm in this ditch for him. I want to do my part. Yes, I love the church. But honey, first, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I never have thought about finding righteousness in a ditch, but I believe it's there. God will pour water. God will fill the ditches. The problem is not God filling the ditches. The problem is the lack of ditches. And the lack of ditch diggers. Amen. I will say this quickly. I'm glad it was a shovel and not me. Brother Don, had I done that, it would have been worse than a clang. Amen. This is where, Brother Eddie, we hope some things can be edited out. Amen. Let me give you this. Secondly, what was needed was not only going to be provided by that which is not seen, but what was needed was absolutely necessary to sustain life. Honey, you can't live without water. And people can't live forever, Brother Jason, without the water of life. It was absolutely necessary to sustain life. Listen, coffee's not absolutely necessary. My wife got in the refrigerator over there this morning. Sister Helen, she found some grape juice. It may have been in there since the last communion. I don't know. But I said to her, and it may not. I don't know. I said, honey, you might order smell that. I said, Brother Jason might like grape juice. And I said, if something happened, that stuff fermented, he gets up in front of his Sunday school and says, that's there in your Bible. I said, that ain't going to be good. Amen. You can make it without grape juice. You can make it without coffee. You can make it without pop. Surely to God, y'all know what pop is, don't you? I mean, first time Miss Eve went to the grocery store in the South, they asked her if she wanted a poke. I promise you this, she didn't know what a poke was. That's a paper bag if you don't know, amen. Then we got so cheap, we went to them little plastic bags. And we wanted to make you think you was getting some groceries if you had to have 10 of them. Say amen, used to go in one poke. Am I right? But what was given was absolutely necessary to sustain life. I believe it's important to understand this. What was given, Brother Don, was absolutely no problem for the Lord. He don't have a problem giving, by the way, exactly what we need. Exactly when we need it. It wasn't no problem for him. He said, you just dig the ditches and watch me. I'll fill them. I'll fill them with water. It's important when God puts something on your heart. What if these guys, you know what, Brother Dom? What if these guys said, listen, we're soldiers. We're not ditch diggers. What if they'd have said that? You know what I believe? I believe they'd have thirsted to death right there in that desert place. I believe the Moabites would have beat them. They'd be weak. Their cattle's weak. Their beasts are weak. I don't know what all was going on. We'll dig some ditches. The Lord will fill them. And when the Lord fills them, others can come in and get a drink. Let me say this to you this morning. If you'll read on, I hope you'll go home and read on in the text. If you'll just read on, you'll find something else. Brother Grizzle, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think according to the power that worketh in us. I'm sure, Brother Dom, when they was digging them ditches, they probably wasn't thinking about the Moabites. Man, we need a drink of water. God said if we just dig them ditches, God will fill them with water. But let me tell you what happens in the story. You can't make this up. This is God's word. You say, Pastor, you believe it happened like that? Let me tell you what happened. The Moabites came down there, and you know what they did? They looked over in that valley, Miss Marie, and you know what they saw? They thought it was blood. That valley was full of water, but they saw it red. Read it in your Bible. And you know what they thought, Brother Rick? They thought them three kings is down there, and they done went to fighting each other. All we got to do is go down there and pick up a spoil. That's what they thought. That's what the enemy thought, amen? You know what they found out when they got down there? Them boys had done got them a drink of water. That wasn't blood. That's water. And we're in trouble now. And those three kings whooped the Moabites in that valley. There may be somebody here today, and there's a sin in your life, and you just cannot seem to get the victory over it. Let me tell you one way it will help you. Get your shovel. There may be somebody in this church today who say, Pastor, I just can't seem to find myself faithful to read my Bible. I can't seem to find myself faithful to the house of God. I can't seem to find myself faithful in my Sunday school class. Let me tell you something right now. You get your shovel, and God will begin to give you some victory. You say, I ain't going to get my shovel. That shovel don't fit my hands. I remember, let me tell you this and I'm done. I remember years ago, I took my first church. I'd been pastoring for 6 months, going out visiting and soul winning and studying. And I'd been pastoring for 6 months. And something happened to the sewer line there on the parsonage. It was right beside the church in Wise. And I had to get in there. Anybody know what terracotta pipe is? Anybody know what terracotta is? It's kind of a orangish color, is that right? A reddish color. And it only comes in pieces about that long. And you got to pour lead around the joints. And what happens, Brother Justin, roots will grow in there around them joints. It'll get in there. And when the roots gets in there, it blocks up the septic system. And then when you flush the toilet, it don't go down anymore. Amen? And so I was down there digging that ditch, trying to get that fixed. And I went to visit my dad. And I had blisters in the palm of my hand. And Brother Devin, I thought, I'll get me a little sympathy from my dad, surely. I'll get me a little sympathy from my dad. And I said, Dad, I want you to look. Here's what he said. He looked me right in my God-given eyeballs. He said, Candy. I didn't get no sympathy. I was in Bristol, Virginia. Antioch Baptist Church, Brother Rayton Puckett was the pastor. Brother Craig Edwards was the moderator in the Jubilee meeting. I was in Bristol, Virginia, and one of the preachers found out that I was pastoring in Wise, that I was mowing the church lawn. I was mowing the parsonage lawn. I had built a deck. I had painted the parsonage. I had built shutters. We couldn't afford to go buy shutters. The church could. So I built shutters out of strips of wood and painted them red on a gray house.
made it look nice, amen. And they, one of the pastors up there found out about it, and he was irate. He said, you ain't got no business doing that kind of stuff around the church. He said, what's the matter with you? You're a preacher. And he said to another preacher, Brother Don, standing right there beside, he said, tell him, brother. And that other preacher looked at him and said, I can't tell him. He said, I've never asked my men to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And then he put this exception on it, except give blood. Because he was one of them when he gave blood, like I was for a long time. His lights went out, and he couldn't give blood. But you know what? I'm not ashamed of the fact that God saved me. I'm not ashamed of the fact if it, somebody needs to take a hold of a shovel, line me up. Amen. We need some ditch diggers. But by the way, there's all kinds of ways to dig ditches. We need some people who say, I don't want nobody else's my shovel. I want my own shovel. And God, I can't do much. Many of you would say that. Lord, I can't do much. Let me remind you of a song. Little is much when God is in it. Brother Junior, when you're 92 years old and your stilts won't hold you up good anymore, you can't do what you'd like to do. But Brother Junior, God has used you in a mighty way. How many would say amen right there? In ways that the church right now is even unaware of. But we're praying that before long, you will be aware of ways that God has used that precious man of God back there. Brother Junior Taylor, I'm just telling you this morning, beloved, if we'll get a hold of this, and it'll get a hold of us. Brother Larry, I don't want to be caught like this. While you're down in the ditch, doing your best. Sometimes the deeper you get in the ditch, listen to me carefully, the muddier it gets. How many knows the difference between a shovel full of dirt and a shovel full of clay? How many knows the difference between a shovel full of clay and a shovel full of mud? Honey, sometimes it's hard to get it up out of there. Not always easy. If we're looking for the easy way, we'll lay the shovel to the side. But if we're looking for God's way, we'll get in that valley and we'll dig ditches and we'll ask God to fill them with water. There are people sitting here this morning that need to be saved. I'm telling you, my prayer is that, by the way, it'll always be a place where people can get a drink of water. Quarter full, half full, three quarters full. God said, make this valley full of ditches. Make it full of ditches. We're not bowing our heads just yet. But how many would just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, I get it. I get it. Thank you, Anna. That means a lot to Pastor, honey. You're a teenager. You can't do a lot, but you can do what God tells you to do. As long as you're doing that, you've got your shovel. And you're doing your part. Faith. You say, I'm young. I can't do what a lot of people can do. Then we got people that's old. I can't do what the young people can do. But every one of us, Brother James, can do what God tells us to do. Every one of us. God will never tell you to do anything, Sister Mary, that you can't do. He would never require us to do something that we can't do. The problem is not with what we can't do. The problem is with what we won't do. May God help us this morning. Let's bow for prayer.